The Rise of the Couch Potato. Or, if it is too hard, then you are doing it wrong. Fitness is all about gradual adaptation. If you push your body too hard, it will stop the exercise, and there will be no adaptation because the exercise was just too short. Without long, sustained exercise, there will be minimal adaptation. And those are not gains. Those are more like corners that you get stuck in. People who will choose duration over weight will blow right past you because they are signaling to their body much more clearly. If you stay in one routine for too long, same thing will happen. You will enter a plateau, as your body will stop being challenged. Without challenge, there is no adaptation. So when you see people at the gym lifting 3 sets of 10 times and then resting a while, that means they are unable to move to 12 lifts and then 15 lifts and then maybe 50 and 100. And then, of course, add more sets. And the reason why they are unable to push past their 3 sets and 10 repetitions towards lifting thousands of times for several hours daily is because their weights are too heavy. The body shuts them down at 10. That is their maximum. They climbed in there to show off. But their maximum is not a triumph. That is their plateau. They have cornered themselves there. They lift too heavy. Their body stops them short. And their failure keeps them in that plateau. Sets and reps require incrementation. All the while adjusting tempo and rest period and weight. It's only 3x10 the first month, otherwise that's a recipe for plateau. So how do you push past 3x10? By not choking the body with weights that are too heavy. It's that simple. This lifting that people usually do is almost certainly isolating muscles as well. Muscle isolation is a terrible idea. It even looks odd. Though the aesthetics are not nearly as important as growing a functional, balanced, and integrated musculature. This means eliminating achy back and knees, lessening the chances of injury, and yes, being able to rip a grizzly bear to pieces. A full-body dumbbell workout is 1,000,000 times more than having 2, 4, or 6 muscles sticking out somewhere. Muscle isolation creates muscle islands, whereas our musculature is a symphony that requires balance. The muscles you earn with a full body exercise support each other. The muscles you get from muscle isolation simply can't have the support system necessary. As a beginner, please know that roughly same rules apply to jogging. It's all muscles everywhere. It's universal. It is extremely foolish and dangerous to just get off your couch and jog. That will just make you start suffocating. Your body isn't ready for this. If you can't walk fast without running out of breath, then jogging will ruin you, and you may give up on fitness altogether. Listen, this is not bad news. It's kind of amazing, really. Because you first need to hike. You need hiking. Long distance hiking followed by speed walking. You start your fitness journey with adventure. To do it right, you need to get to a point where you are running out of breath, but not really suffocating and needing to stop or quit. And you may not rest until you have recovered completely, as that would mean you stopped the exercise and reset everything. The amount of rest you get is just enough to be able to run the same distance again. If you only ran for a minute, then you only get to rest for as long as it is necessary for you to run another minute before stopping. By keeping this process nice and tight, you will discover that as days pass, you will need to rest less and less, and your minute of jogging will quickly become 10 minutes and then 35 minutes and an hour. Remember, if you push too hard, you will become too tired, too hurt to continue the cycle. You will collapse it and then have to go home. Jogging is not a science. Some people just need landmarks to do it right. But if you are large and in plenty of pain, you will need a notebook and a timer, or a free interval timer app, or a clip-on interval timer. And no, you can't cheat by moving slower, you rascal. You need to find slow songs, figure out their beats per minute, and synchronize your steps with them. And as your jogging improves, you will need to find faster songs. The non-couch potato people don't usually need something like this, but they do end up getting themselves cornered at the gym. They won't have a chance to learn the wisdom necessary to stay beneath failure, and to make duration, oh, so much more important than the silly weight. Which really means, keep your body going so that it can slowly adapt. Don't push it too hard, or it will force you to quit without any changes. So, to clarify, your jogging journey should start with hiking long trails and power walking with dumbbells. Then, it will be much more easier to close your rest gaps, but you must always aim to run longer rather than harder or heavier, as the distance will make your body adapt, and the harder will make you stop without adaptation. And once you get to the gym, you have to aim to flex your entire body all at once with dumbbells in hand. You must absolutely avoid muscle isolation and the machines. And as with jogging, again, you have to start in the beginning with very light dumbbells and gradually increase their weight, preferably by just 2 pounds, not 5. Take it slow. Stay beneath failure. The only time when you should lift to failure is when you are showing off, and your workouts must be such that you should never have the time to do such a thing. Ideally, no one should ever know that you can dance to country and western with 35-pound dumbbells in your hands for 3 hours straight. When it comes to full-body workouts, I try to tell people that we are one muscle, a big compound muscle. And if you ever get to dancing with 70 pounds of weight, Yippee-ki-yay, you'll certainly look like one.